In the gospel reading today, as our Lord tells us that we are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, we put that also along with what St. Paul tells us, that the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine. That being the case, they're not going to tolerate the light. Jesus is the light, and if we're to be the light of the world, we have to bring him into the world. And he makes very clear that we do that by our actions, so that people, when they see our good works, would give glory to our Heavenly Father, but also by our teaching, because he said, anyone who teaches these commandments and keeps them and teaches them to others will be called greater in the kingdom of heaven. So we have to both speak and act in accordance with Christ. On one hand, it's pretty easy. We know what the truth is. All we have to do is live it. But we live in a society that doesn't want it. And that makes it difficult sometimes to live because we're going against the grain. That's where the challenge comes in for us. This is also, of course, where the greatest holiness is going to be able to be developed. When you have to fight for your faith, when you have to make that choice to do the right thing even when everyone else is doing something different, you're going to stand out, you're going to be ridiculed, you're going to be rejected, and at the same time, you are going to be blessed immensely by the Lord because you had the courage in the face of all that opposition to stand up for what was right. You weren't willing to waffle, you weren't willing to compromise. Certainly, there are lots of areas in our lives where we can compromise all kinds of things. But when it comes to the truth, when it comes to salvation of souls, when it comes to the worship and the glory of God, there can be no compromise. We can't allow for falsehood to work its way in. And we have lots of people turning to all kinds of bad things. And be one thing if, as St. Paul talked about, it were just fables and so on that they were turning to. And there's plenty of that going on. And you hear about the worship of the goddess and all this kind of nonsense. But it's far, far worse. Because it's people turning to Satanism. It's people turning to witchcraft. It's people turning back to the former ways of paganism. It's literally a neo-paganism. By that, I don't mean atheism. I mean worship of false gods, which are nothing other than demons. And that being the case, this isn't just about fables. This is about turning from the truth to evil, turning from goodness to the vile creature, turning away from God to Satan. That's the pressure that we're under if we're going to try to do what's right. A lot of pressure from people who have rejected the truth, and a lot of people who haven't just gone into something that's silly or false. We're talking about people who have embraced darkness. They do not want the light because they want the darkness. They have chosen the darkness. And consequently, when you're trying to bring the light into the world, they want to put a measure over it. They want to stomp it down. They want to make sure that the light's not shining. But we have to keep it shining. And we have to make sure that it's raised high so that it gives light to all in the house. Not just, okay, I've got my light lit over here, but it's in the closet, and I've got the closet door closed, and I've made sure that the keyhole and underneath the door and everything, I've got stuff pushed in there so that the light can't get out. But it's there for me, so that's pretty cool. Well, it's wonderful you've got the light, but Jesus doesn't want you to have it for yourself. He wants you to have it also for everyone else. It's one of those things of use it or lose it. If you're not bringing it out to others, your light's eventually going to start going out. It's going to get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And so we need to keep it getting more and more bright. We do that by living it, by bringing it out into the world through the way that we live, through what we say, all the different ways of our faith. Obviously, it's receiving the sacraments and growing in holiness. through a life of prayer and a life of penance and a life of goodness. But it's seeking that union with the Lord and bringing Him into the world. That's what the world needs. They don't need you or me trying to be a light. They need the light. And there is only one who is the light. And you have Him. And the world needs Him. And He's the one we need to bring into the world. None of us can save anyone. So my own little light, it's not going to do a whole lot of good for anybody. But what they need is the light of the Lord. And that's what we can bring people to. That's what we can help them to be able to turn to and point them to that light. It's a beacon in the darkness, which is a great blessing, because we all know that in the darkness you can see a light from miles and miles and miles away. And so the Lord wants that light up, like a city up on a mountain, as He talks about. You can't hide it. He doesn't want that light being hidden in any way, shape, or form. He wants it burning. It doesn't mean we have to go out and start preaching and doing all kinds of things unless the Lord's asking you to do it, but it means to live it. It means to be that example. It means to allow Him to shine through us. So that's what we want to keep working toward. If we're going to be the light of the world, it's because He is the light of the world. And we're just the lamp that's going to allow that light to shine. But what a blessing that we live in the darkest time, because that means the light shines that much brighter. And that's what the Lord is looking for. He wants to shine brightly. If we were living in a time that was truly enlightened, in the proper sense of that, our light might not seem so bright. But we're not. And that means even a dim light looks pretty bright. So we want it brighter always, but even if it's not very bright right now, you can still bring it out into the world and it's going to be seen. Because even a dim light in the darkness cannot be hidden. So continue to pray, continue to receive the sacraments, continue to live a moral life, and be that example, be that light, so that not only will people hear what you're saying, but they will see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.